What did our WR1 have to say exclusively on 92.9 The Game? You'll hear that coming up in just a couple of minutes. It is Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you until 10 o'clock. Before we hear that, though, let's hear a couple of things from our QB1, Michael Penix Jr., as he went on with our guys in the afternoon, Dukes and Bell. The first thing I want you to hear is he was talking about his relationship with good old number 18, Kirk O'Chains.
Yeah, same vibe, man. He's great. Great guy. You know, he's still a leader. You know, everybody look at him as a leader, and he's always going to be that.
Yeah, and I think short and sweet, obviously, and to the point there as he's talking about Kirk, and he doesn't really need to expound, right? It is what it is. I mean, we all know what the situation is. It's not Michael Penix Jr.'s problem that Kirk did what he did last year. Lied about being injured, cost the team games, and then demanded a trade in the offseason. Quite a few months for good old Kirko. He was also talking about his relationship with the OC, Zach Robinson.
My relationship with him is great. You know, he trusts me, I trust him, and he's gonna call whatever's on that playbook, because he knows as long as we're on the same page, you know, whenever we get out there, you know, we're gonna go out there and make it work. You know, every call not gonna be great, every play by me not gonna be great, but at the end of the day, we gotta lean on each other, you know, in those hard times and even in those good times, you know, and always trust each other, and you know, always come to understanding when it comes game day, and we locked in, and we're gonna do whatever it takes to win football games.
Yeah, and that's why I asked Taryn Walk last segment, does she think the offense is going to look any different with Penix at the helm as opposed to with Kirk Cousins? And if you missed what she had to say, just go hit the Odyssey app, hit the rewind button, or go to my Twitter page at C Thomas Radio and make sure you subscribe to the Chris Thomas Tonight podcast, where you can get everything Chris Thomas Tonight, including Taryn's response to that question. A couple more from Penix, and then we'll hear from Drake London. The guys asked him about the excitement in the A. Does Michael Penix Jr. feel it?
I am, a little bit. You know, I feel like once season come around, you'll see it and feel it even more. You know, but I definitely am feeling the love. You know, it's amazing. You know, I love the city, man. It's a great city. You know, I was glad I got drafted here. You know, I'm not too far from home, so be able to have family come up a lot. So it's been great.
And I think once he gets into the bend and you hear the roar of the crowd and everything starts going and he realizes he's going to be the franchise guy here for a long time, I think those feelings will resound even more. What about setting goals? Is it playoffs or bust, Mike? What do you think?
No, we gotta win. we gotta get there, man. That's always the goal, man. Goal trying to win every one, you know, but we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that we do that.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, it's pretty much a mandate at this point. It can be Arthur Blank doesn't need to say it without us in Falcons Nation knowing that is true, right? Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot and everybody else at Flowery Branch knows they have a huge target on their back. They need to make the playoffs. 7-9, 7-9, 7-9, 8-9 is not acceptable. And then you got to move from there. One more from Penix, and then we'll hear from Drake. He was talking about looking at the numbers, looking at the film, and learning from last year.
It was a lot of things to work off of. You know, obviously, you know, it was tough connecting, you know, early on, you know, but you know, as we continue to get better each and every day, you know, just spending all that time, you know, outside of the game field and even off the field as well, you know, just building that relationship with those guys, you know, that connection to continue to build. And I've been seeing it build all season. I can't wait to see what we do this year.
And that's just leadership, right? That's just him being the man, being the leader that the team knows that they need him to be. And I think everybody out here has full faith that he's going to be that guy. I mean, what has he shown so far to tell you that he's not going to be that guy? So I think it's just a matter of not paying attention to Vegas. And we've been joking around all week about 7.5 over and under, 18.5 over and under touchdown passes. You can't focus on that kind of stuff. And we know that. It's training camp. The time is here to put the nose to the grindstone and get to work. All right, let's hear from our wide receiver one, Drake London. He was on with the morning shift. And as always, Drake is another guy who comes off cool, calm, collected, and confident. And I really think he has a chance if he reaches his potential this season to be, you know, a top five, top six receiver in the NFL and put up huge numbers. And this is what he had to say to the morning shift.
Really nothing. I don't really see anything that's different. Just excited to play some football and finally be back out here with the guys. Yeah.
Drake, last year you really showed the world They look at me, the NFL world, and I have people come up, they're listeners, and they'll tweet us and everything. They'll be like, man, Drake's going to have a breakout season this year. And I said, hell, he had 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns. How do you break out over that? But to that point, how do you go in the offseason after having a year like that and say, oh, wait, I got to find holes in my game and work on and get better, and then to eclipse that big season that you had last year?
Exactly that. Just work on the little nuances that I see in the film room and on the field with myself that I could get better at is the biggest thing. And then to just go out there and prove the doubters wrong at the end of the day. It's kind of a trend right now that I keep on going underrated and just flying under the radar, and I'm okay with that. I'm not really a big public guy anyway, so it's totally fine with me. But, you know, I have to go out there and prove every year, and that's my goal every year.
Well, it is day one of training camp, so back to work, and clearly you guys are working hard. But what did you do in your off season? Did you get into anything fun?
No, I'm not a big traveler. My traveling is going back to Cali, where that's home base. So go back, see family, and hang out. That's pretty much it.
Falcons wide receiver Drake London hanging out with us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Look, we're going to get into a little more football. We'll have a little more fun in just a second. Year four for you. Fourth time in 4 years you've had a different starting quarterback in week one. How do you find the continuity? Because it's really incredible. We've seen the ups and downs, and, hey, bad situation at quarterback, different offense coordinator, different head coach. You've been pretty consistent over your career. What do you give credit to for that?
I don't know who to give credit to, but just see ball, get ball. I don't really care how it's thrown. As long as it's in my vicinity, then I'm going to go get it, you know. So that's my whole mentality. And
understanding of the playbook, things like that. I mean, it just comes naturally.
I mean, yeah, there's days that I have to go in and really study with the coaches and get with the quarterbacks and figure out those little things that I have to do to make the playbook just that much better and more understandable for me. But other than that, I see ball, go get ball.
What do you think those conversations have been like so far with Michael Penix trying to get comfortable with him?
They've been great, you know. And really, he's the same way. He just wants to throw the pigskin, and I just want to catch it. So it kind of goes hand in hand.
Well, to that point with the different guys, what's the adjustment like for that? Because you guys switched midseason. So you adjust on the fly. Because everybody throws it. You know, these guys are different. Kirk goes a different ball than Penix does. And how's the adjustment? Because Penix, he's got a freaking laser. That thing comes out quick.
Yeah. I mean, there's sometimes it caught me off guard. But other than that, it's just catching a football at the end of the day, and I try to keep it as simple as that because that's what it is. I don't try to overcomplicate things.
You guys did an off-season, during the OTAs and stuff, you did an off-season video that was on the .com for the Falcons, and they were with you, and you had just found out they picked up your fifth-year option, and your reaction was so pure, so cool about just what it meant to you about, you know, that it was almost like, hey, we notice what you're doing, how valuable you are to our team.
Yeah. Again, how I said earlier, I kind of fly under the radar on a lot of people's whatever you might say it is. So for them to notice it is a huge thing, especially the facility that or the organization that drafted me and believed in me from the get-go. So it means a lot to have them do that for me and want to keep me here.
Well, I'm going to ask another fun question. Who are you rooming with out here at training camp?
Yeah. I got Mooney, Ray Ray, and Cadell Hodge.
All right. I know it's only been one day, but who's the messiest out of them?
Who's the messiest? Now we're all clean. We're all good.
Nice.
Yeah, we run a strict regimen in that dorm right there.
let's say on that topic, Drake London hanging out with us here on the morning shift. Talk to me about the locker room a little bit, and that's a big thing. When I was here playing, it was, you know, who's on the aux corps. You know, we had William Moore some days. Sante Samuel stepped in, the senior, not the junior that, you know, everybody's familiar with now. Who's on the aux these days? I mean, what kind of music are y'all listening to in the locker room? What are the vibes like? Is it muted in the morning, or is somebody waking y'all up, getting things bumping in the early days?
It depends on who puts some music on, but it's usually JB, Jesse Bates, who usually puts some stuff on. It's really the defensive guys who kind of run the music. Yeah, pretty much. So now they put on some smooth stuff. You know, we have some Drake in there, Lil Baby, little stuff like that. So, yeah.
You any concerts or anything this off season? I know you said you didn't do much, but there's been a lot of acts, obviously in California and Atlanta too.
Yeah, no, I don't really go to concerts or anything like that. I stay
low key, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect. I wanted to ask, this is a goofy camp question. We did it last year. Last year you were phenomenal with the guardian cap answer. But what's Drake London's spirit animal?
Spirit animal?
Yeah, you know, if you what animal do you relate to in the animal kingdom?
Oh, for sure, a lion. I mean, what is it?
Astrology.
Sorry, I say astronomy. Astrology. I'm a Leo, so I guess a lion. Yeah.
Good stuff there from Drake London, wide receiver one. But we have a problem. Warren, we have a problem. You alerted me to something while this interview was going on that for some reason didn't pop up on my timeline, even though I do follow him. Zach Klein, WSB TV. This guy doesn't miss. This guy doesn't put out misinformation. He's a true reporter. He's not a hot take guy. Zach Klein, NFL league source tells me Falcons wide receiver Darnell Mooney has a shoulder injury and will miss most of training camp. Not good. It's not good, folks. Is it devastating? No. But you want your wide receiver two getting as much work with quarterback one as possible. And now you're not going to be able to do that. And obviously now we need to take into account as well, Oren, starters don't play for Raheem Morris in the preseason. So what type of action, how far behind now is he going to be? Obviously it's not a leg injury, so hopefully he'll still be able to stay in shape and stay in condition over the next few weeks. But this is not good. Again, Zach Klein, WSB TV. NFL league source tells me Falcons wide receiver Darnell Mooney has a shoulder injury and will miss most of training camp. So we kept asking all day long, is the signing of DJ Chark coincidental? Because the room could use depth anyway. Or was it purposeful? And now we have the answer. It is to have another body in there to get reps and to try to make the team and to hold the place for Darnell Mooney until he gets back. And again, it's interesting because if you look at their careers, DJ Chark and Darnell Mooney, they're very similar. They each had one big year, a couple of other decent years, and never really popped in the NFL consistently. Now, I think on face value, Mooney's better than Chark, but they're similar. So it'll be interesting to see if they cast him into Darnell Mooney's role, or if Ray-Ray McCloud steps up, or does Casey Washington now get a chance? Obviously, Mooney's a guy that as soon as he's back and healthy, is going to get his spot back. He's wide receiver two, and he's going to be wide receiver two. But again, if he's going to miss most of training camp, I mean, that's not good. And you hope that there's enough time that by the time week one rolls around, you're not sitting there, if you're Raheem Morris, asking yourself, is he ready to go? Is he in football shape? Now, there's a difference between him being able to ride the bike and do some conditioning off to the side and being in football shape. So we're going to have to see what happens there. Obviously not good news for the Falcons. Again, an NFL source telling WSB TV's Zach Klein that Darnell Mooney has sustained a shoulder injury and will miss the majority of training camp. Oh, boy. 404-726-0929. When we get back, though, let's keep the NFL conversation going with our buddy BMAC, Bryant McFadden. He stopped by with Dukes and Bell today. I'd love to get his insight on the league each and every week. That conversation will be with you coming up next. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.